fishing boat on Galilee's cold sea. And every day before first light, my lads would sail with me. But on that day they wandered off to hear some preacher speak, and left me mending nets alone with catches down all week. Oh, I'd no time for prophets then or stories people told. I had a boat to keep afloat and fish enough to hold. But the day my crew forgot the fish and left me in a stew turned out to be the strangest day that I ever stumbled through. By evening they came hurrying back with faces all aglow. I said, "You've lost a day's good work." They said, "There's something you should know." They spoke of crowds upon the hills, of thousands gathered near, and how one boy's small lunch had fed the people gathered there. Oh, I'd no time for miracles or tales too good to trust. 5,000 fed with loaves and fish sounded like fisherman's dust. But the day my crew forgot the fish and left me in a stew turned out to be the strangest day that I ever stumbled through. The night grew dark upon the lake, the wind began to rise, the waves were pounding at the hull, and spray stung at our eyes. Then one of them cried, "Look ahead," and pointed through the foam. And there upon the angry sea, a man was walking home. Now I've seen storms and I've seen fog and tricks of moonlit light, but never had I seen a man walk on the waves at night. And the day my crew forgot the fish and left me in a stew turned out to be the strangest day that I ever stumbled through. The lads all froze in fear and shock as near as still he came. Then Simon Peter climbed the side and called upon his name. For just a moment on the sea that fisherman stood tall, and doubt crept in, the wind blew hard, and down he started to fall. I watched him reach and take his hand, as easy as can be, and calm the storm that frightened men who'd spent their lives at sea. The waves obeyed, the wind grew still, the darkness lost its claim. And every man aboard that night remembered Jesus' name. Well, now my crew still work for me, though things are not the same. For every haul and every tide returns us to his name. And when the nets are light and thin, or storms come crashing through, I think about that night at sea and what my eyes once knew. I had no time for prophets then or stories people told. I only cared for boats and nets and fish enough to hold. But the day my crew forgot the fish and left me in a stew turned out to be the very day I found the truth was true. So if you see a crowd one day and hear a teacher's call, don't be too quick to turn away. You never know at all.